Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Welcome to today's episode. Today, once again, we're talking about money matter, which is inspired by your questions that come to us and we answer them in a short and digestible way. So today's question is about whether to buy something that's a want, right?
Yeah, just whether to buy or not to buy something.
Okay.
Whatever it is, whether it's a want or a need.
Fair. Okay, so something that I would like to share in this regard is there is a bag that I have my eyes on. And generally, Rupali knows this, I'm not a very materialistic list kind of person, in the sense that my goals will not be a bag, a pair of shoes, clothes, generally not. But recently, I find myself noticing people's bags a lot more and feeling excited by them, which is nice, which is absolutely fine. I don't feel any differently about myself in that sense. And so there's a bag from Louis Vuitton that I've had my eyes on, and time to time I've gone on the website and checked the price, and the price is something that I can't justify to myself for a bag. It is something that I have previously easily spent on a course. But for a bag, I don't know. It just feels like I can't get myself to spend that amount.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because I'm kind of on the same page as you. I don't feel like I value luxury brands or luxury bags as much as maybe some other people do for whatever reason. I feel like if I would walk out with an LV bag, I was mentioning that I went to the store and I had this whole experience, and I'm like, nah, like I don't think I'll walk out a happier person from here. Not so much only because of the cost, but also because I genuinely don't care.
I love that. So I haven't even been to the store ever.
I'll take you.
Yeah, we should.
Wrong person.
We really should, and we'll make some content there. We'll be those people. But I did end up at a Dior store for a watch a few years ago, and I'd be interested to see if I feel differently now. I felt so uncomfortable. The guy brought a watch out, and before he touched it, he started putting on these satin gloves. And
yes.
I was like, if you're going to have to wear gloves every time you touch the damn watch, then this is not a watch I want to wear on an everyday basis.
He's not paid for it. You would have paid for it. You can do whatever you want with that watch, with or without gloves.
But you know what I mean. Like, it just makes you feel so distant from it. And in the end, you want to be able to use this stuff, right? In the end, it's a watch. It's a bag that needs to serve the function first.
Yes.
For me. So I do feel where you're coming from. And one interesting anecdote about this as well is I used to work in a company that had a lot of staff sales. One of the brands that they owned was Celine, which is quite a nice cult niche brand. And I bought a bag in the staff sale, which is one of their famous bags, at a great price. I think I carried it to office where people knew its value. It was from a place of kind of feeling really proud of myself for getting to a point where I can afford this bag. I felt horrible. I felt really uncomfortable carrying the bag. I felt really uncomfortable just energetically. I'm a pure vegetarian, so it also felt like I was carrying half a cow on my arm, which didn't feel good. Just the big chunk of leather didn't feel good. So from my own behavior, I know that I could be in a place where it actually feels negatively, it actually feels uncomfortable more so than it feels anything positive. And with that bag, interestingly, I ended up selling it on at a profit.
Look at you.
So the story has a positive ending. But with that, I think with any bag or anything that somewhat catches my fancy time to time, I almost don't trust myself to carry on valuing it once I have bought it.
Because so, why do you think that is?
Well, it's a bag. It's a bag in the end. Yeah. Like, I would spend 10,000, 15,000 on it. After a month, the novelty wears off. From putting it on a stool next to me, I'm sure it comes down on the floor I wouldn't care what's happening to it, because the novelty wears off. It almost becomes your normal which is nice in a way that your normal resets to that. But I also like to feel pretty grounded. I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't sit well with me.
I think we all have times at which we have to think about and justify certain things in our heads, if not to anyone else.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we've got an amazing kind of way to rationalize it for the listener who, you know, the question that came in is, how do I decide whether to buy this or not?
Yeah. Right?
And so we kind of have an idea of how one way could be to do it.
Yes.
And the one way, I mean, we are both kind of very much aware of our mindset.
Mm.
And so I think the first thing that I personally go back to is mindset in terms of, why do I want it in the first place? Is it because I saw a friend of mine and I want to be their equal, and so I link my self-worth to this item where it's a proof, it's
social proof,
it's
right?
Social proof, tangible proof of my achievements and my worthiness.
Yeah.
And that's what I, or is it something that I genuinely want? And forget, you know, whether it's leather, whether it's this or whether I want it, that's it, done.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of go back to.
Yeah, and I totally relate. Sometimes I have made an exception with leather and felt better or worse for it. But also the concept of social proof, there's nothing bad about it. We know a lot of people who feel very proud of their assets or their belongings. And it gives them a drive, it gives them motivation to continue doing better. And that could be you, which is absolutely fine. But in this case of the LV bag that I started the episode with, I suppose I haven't moved past this first question of whether I really want it or not. And until I get a full yes, it's not going to be a yes for me.
Which is great, I think. Yeah. And then the second thing that we, you know, we had another idea of how you could address this, right? How would we kind of go about it in terms of an amount?
So we've got a simple calculator, which we're going to link in the show notes, which takes you over calculating the value per wear of this item. Per wear is just a way of mentioning this. If this is something else, let's say if it's an intangible such as a course, etc., you can obviously adjust that. So it takes you through that, and it's a simple calculation to take the value of the item and divide that by the number of times you think you're going to use it, and it gets you to a number, and this number could be different for different items, different for different people, but it needs to make you feel comfortable. I think that's what it comes down to.
Exactly. So let's say, for example, there's this handbag that you want to buy, right? Let's say it costs, for the sake of simplicity, $1,000.
Yeah.
And what you would do is then say, okay, I expect myself to use it at least for 2 to 3 years, which means it's about 150 weeks. If I use it once a week, it's 150 times. That's your number then. Your total, your 1,000 divided by 150 is your number. And how does that feel to you in the grander scheme of your expenses? You know, you spend day to day on coffee, on meals, on little bits and things that you don't think about. How does that feel to you in that sense? And even if it is a higher number than what you're used to, as long as you kind of know you want the item, you know you're within your means in that sense, go for it.
Yeah, and also, like, if you're expecting any bonuses, if you do end up receiving something that was unexpected or that kind of links you back to achievement, and if you want to reward yourself with it while you feel comfortable with this number, then this would be a perfect way to kind of get used to the numbers and set that expectation right.
And we are both firm believers of celebrating the little things too, right? So something like a bonus or unforeseen money that's just come through is every occasion to celebrate, right? And if celebrate may mean many different things to different people, but whatever that means to you, to go for it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to end up buying the bag by the end of this podcast. I'm selling it to myself.
I saw your eyes when I ran through the numbers of 150. Yeah. You're like, oh, right.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I would use the bag every day. But it's not $1,000, unfortunately. So the numerator is slightly different.
So that's that.
The third thing is, if these two things are in place, are you still holding yourself back? And this is where I think lack mentality comes in, right? A lot of people have the resources, but just don't spend them on themselves, especially.
Yeah, because we are taught to live in survival. We are taught to save up. We are taught if you do X, Y, and Z, you come across as a show-off who's really rich.
Yeah.
And so you think your friends will consider you in a different light, which is so I don't know, it's interesting to have that mentality. I personally don't resonate with that at all. But you do get all sorts of people.
Yeah, so on the one hand, you have a lot of people in Dubai especially that we see often where people are living outside their means, where it's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses and keeping appearances up, etc. Whereas on the other side, I think both of us have been brought up with a very conservative mindset in terms of, for example, my parents would not feel comfortable spending on themselves at all. They will happily do things for others, for us. But till today, if they want to buy a nice expensive pair of shoes, you have to really sell it to them. I almost have to say, oh, it was on sale.
Yes.
Someone gave it to me for free. What do you want me to say?
Yes, my parents are exactly
the cost
the
is
same.
Zero. So will that make it feel better?
And it's very difficult in that because when you're lying about the price, they are no longer in this century.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't understand the economics.
There is no connect with the current inflation rates or anything. But also they don't give up. Like my dad will keep asking. I'm like, can you just leave it? It's okay. No. How much was this? How much was this? So it's that mentality that I think we both speak from. And some of that has come into us as well, I'm sure.
Yes. And what's holding you back is a question you really want to ask yourself for anything in life.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get to know yourself better. What's holding you back will let you know, give you an idea about your mindset, your beliefs, your surroundings, your upbringing, and it really completes the picture.
I would like to share something quite personal where recently, I think I've mentioned in a few contexts that we've bought a house, and with that came a lot of discussion of big numbers. And I was sharing this with Rupali that I had a few sleepless nights around the time that things were getting finalized. A, from excitement, but also from just my nervous system not being used to these big numbers. And I caught on to that, and I just kind of had to really pacify my nervous system, literally, to feeling more comfortable, to feeling the security, the stability in these new numbers. And sometimes that might happen with things that you might be looking at. And if that's the case, then maybe this episode will be one sign for you to make peace with that, to set your nervous system to a new normal, to feeling comfort with having abundance around you.
Yes, it's not so much about fooling yourself about your abilities and your situation. It's more about a reality check, right? In your mind, you've got a different situation going and you bring it back and you're like, actually, this number's fine.
Yeah.
Really, I have the assets, I have this, it's fine. At that point is when you know that actually it's my nervous system.
Yeah.
We are not encouraging anyone to fool themselves into believing that they're okay and have this whole abundance mindset.
Yeah.
Inverted commas.
Oh my God.
Where the reality is different. So that's the differentiation I want to make here.
Yeah, I think Rupali is coming from a space where, especially in the coaching industry, which I think we're heavily invested in and exposed to, there's a lot of chat around abundance mindset coming from if you spend more, you earn more. So if you become more comfortable with spending, then you invite more money in. And this might be true at some level, but I think we know of people who've driven themselves into debt from this sort of thinking, thinking that this is being very spiritual and being very enlightened, etc. But we are not wishy-washy about this at all. I think it with numbers, you have to come down to a very basic understanding of where you stand and whether it makes you feel comfortable or not.
Yes.
So with that, I think we come to an end of this episode. Please get in touch with us and send us your questions on our social media for more Money Matter episodes in future.
So please share this podcast, leave your reviews, your comments to support us on our journey. We are so passionate about making your lives more abundant with this information.
So with that, we bring this episode of Our Financial Adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.